Well, good morning once again.
Good morning, Brian.
Our scripture text is taken from Colossians 3:2. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. As we look forward to the new year, 2016, believers, I chose this scripture verse to serve sort of like a mission statement, to guide our thought process, to help us in our daily walk with God. With each new year that comes, a lot of people plan to improve themselves with new goals, new challenges. The question is, do any of those things involve growing spiritually? Growing in the grace and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. Set your mind on things above, to better serve God, to better please God with our walk, to better equip ourselves for what God has in store for each one of us. God is great. He's amazing. And you never know how or where He may lead you, because it's His plan for our lives that's going to win over our plans for our lives. Kind of reminds you of a Woody Allen quote that said something like, if you want to make God laugh, tell Him what you plan on doing with your life. Well, there are two mindsets discussed within. The spiritual mind, or the heavenly mind, which is referred to as the things above, and worldliness, and the earthly mindset, which is referred to as the things on the earth. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not stating that it isn't good to want things like that new car, or that trip to Fiji, or that job promotion. All that is countless blessings that God can bestow upon our lives. However, the heavenly mindset is where believers should remain. More often than not, things that we don't plan for on the earth, we end up looking above anyway, such as setbacks, trials, tribulations, and even loss. In this chapter, the Apostle Paul urges believers to remain heavenly minded, to help one stay faithful and committed to Christ, and not earthly minded. I present two questions to the believer to think about as you take inventory of yourself going forward into 2016. First, believer, do you live the resurrected life? And second, what are the results of your salvation? I'm going to begin my reading in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 10. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Paul is preparing believers for when Christ returns. If Jesus were to return today or in 2016, would He be pleased to see the conduct of our lives? The majority of this chapter, Paul teaches believers to walk in Christ, want us to be heavenly minded. So he directs us to things that should not be a part of our conduct. To live not like a carnal Christian, whom is more obedient or governed by human nature or the flesh rather than the Holy Spirit which is in us. Let's reread what Paul states in verse 2 and 3. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Going forward in 2016, remove from yourself the things that are not right in the eyes of God. And Paul provides many examples of things that we should put to death, such as evil desires, covetousness, idolatry, anger, malice, blasphemy, filthy language, to name a few. Do any of these ring a bell with you as they do with me? Well, Paul says in Romans 6, 1 and 2, how shall we say then? What shall we? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it? Your life is hidden in Christ. Believer, you died to self and risen to newness. A new life with Christ. We need to shape our lives after the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus. How? How? By being obedient to the Holy Spirit and continuing to look above the heavenly mindset. 1 John 2:15 says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Another aspect of the term hidden with Christ ties into verse 4 of our scripture reading. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Paul is speaking about the second coming, in which believers, children of God, will be revealed with him as he comes to execute judgment on all the ungodly. Kind of reminds you of our Bible study a couple weeks ago. Rapture is when Jesus comes for his people. The second coming is when Jesus comes with his people. Thanks to Pastor James for helping us understand that. The main point is that it would be very difficult for a believer to live the resurrected life when the focus is mainly on your wants, your desires, your lusts, etc. Loving your sins rather than loving your Savior. Now bear in mind, as humans, we all want what's best for our lives. No one wants to struggle. And if there's some kind of gadget to make your life easier, that's awesome. That's great. But Paul urges us to remain heavenly minded, because the earthly mindset is more about you and less about God. You fall away from God because your mind is here, there, and everywhere but God. Or your focus is trying to accumulate money, wealth, or things. Even though I have that iPhone 6, I gotta get that iPhone 7. Gotta get it. Even though my sneakers are great, I gotta get those $180 Michael Jordans. Wow. Just consider all the things that you bought only to get rid of, because you thought they would make you cool or it would help you or whatever. Kind of like most people are probably about buying that new exercise bike just to hang their clothes on for this year. For me, it was a paintball gun. Tried it once and I liked it and bought it and 4 months later sold it. With a word of caution, an earthly mindset can detract you from God with some of the things that I just mentioned. And we don't want to be like the rich young ruler walking away from God because of our love of things. Christ can fill the needs or gaps in our lives, not with earthly things that are temporary, but eternal things. Joy, assurance, just to name a few. A heavenly mindset is dependent on God and trust God. A good example of this is when Jesus sends out the 12 disciples to preach the kingdom of God. Let me take you there. Luke 9, 1 through 5. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither staffs, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics apiece. Whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And whoever will not receive you when you go out to that city, shake off that very dust from your feet as a testimony against them. So when you think you need all these things, you don't. You need God. And He will fill the holes in your life. Believer, as we become more heavenly minded this coming year, let's look forward to how God continues to work in us. The spiritual journey, this continuous sanctification process He has in store for each one of us. And remember, God has blessed us all with a diversity of spiritual gifts. We're all different. And that's what makes us unique. And He loves each one of us because of our uniqueness. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 says, He gave Himself some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So what are you doing with the gifts that God has blessed you with? This is the reason why I asked that second question in the beginning of the sermon. What are the results of your salvation? How are you serving God? If nothing comes to mind, and that's something you should pray for, pray about, and consider implementing in 2016 going forward. Verse 10 of our scripture reading says, put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. With each passing year, Christians should be growing in faith and not dying. Growing in the Word and applying it to our lives, becoming workers for the kingdom of God. And it all started with the gospel that ignited that spark in you. And I encourage you, I'm trying to fan that flame. Let it grow. Let it grow so much that you can't contain it and everybody sees it. Be that example for Christ. Be the light bearer that He wants you to be in 2016. James 2:14 reads, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? You know what God is telling us through James? He's telling us to stop taking our spiritual vacations and work. Work. He wants us to get out there and work. Work for Him. Remember, we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. So that means becoming more active, through strengthening, through edification, through humbling ourselves, through Christ, helping to build up His church. Remember, we are saved not through ourselves, but through faith alone in Christ alone. But through our salvation, we should be bearing fruit. Should be bearing fruit. Yes, I said earlier, let's look forward to how God works in us. But that involves also taking the first step. Just as He gave Adam a garden to tend to, He gave us a mouth to use for His good. He gave us hands to use to help people. He gave us income, not only to meet our needs, to meet others' needs. Through Christ, we can develop the gifts He has blessed us with. We can become better prayer warriors, become bigger givers, better followers of Christ, better stewards of His Word, better forgivers, better Christian examples, improved planters of the seed of God, become better friends through fellowship, and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. So let's run in 2016 with the heavenly mindset. Last scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 6, 10 through 12. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards His name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Let us pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I know You love us so much. Thank You so much for all that You do for us, all the gifts You bestowed upon our lives, Father. Father, I pray that we use those gifts to glorify You, that we work for You, Father, that we continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Your Son, Jesus, that we apply the Word to our lives and become doers, that 2016 will be a wonderful year for each one of us, I pray. But all this would not be possible without You, Father. We just want to do what we can, bearing fruit for You, loving You, honoring You with our lives. And that involves a lot of doing. And I pray that we do that in 2016. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. At this time, let us offer each other a sign of peace.